Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast on Talk with Rieta K. Talk with me, Rieta Kimberly. My name is Henrietta Itepo, your host. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, whatever time of the day you're going to be listening to this. How are you doing? I do hope you're okay, genuinely, wherever you are. And I wish you the very best this week. Do well to be happy. Stay away from all that toxic shit this week because you deserve better. Today's topic is peer pressure. Yes, sir. Peer pressure. I know you've heard like a lot of people talk about it. It's always out there on the internet, in schools and other things. But today I want to talk about peer pressure because, that was what was voted for me to speak on today. So moving on, according to Google, peer pressure is the influence from members of one's group. It is the social pressure by members of one's peer group to take a certain action, adopt certain values, or otherwise conform in other to be accepted. Peer pressure can be positive and negative. You see, the thing is, a lot of people always talk about the negative of peer pressure. Like, once peer pressure is mentioned, the word itself is already coined itself in people's mind to be a negative word. Anytime somebody talks about peer pressure, it's always the negative. It's always how this one is influenced to do something terrible, or this person is influenced by this person to do something out of pocket. It's always the negative. But I'm going to give you examples of positive peer pressure and negative peer pressure. You see, peer pressure can also be positive, but most times it is negative. Unfortunately, most times it is negative. So the positive peer pressure could be going for classes, attending your lectures, joining a debate group or a help support group, going to the gym to keep fit, because you see that, oh, okay, your mates, your friends are like, oh, they're doing this and they're really healthy, okay, you want to do that too. It's positive because it's good for you, it's good for your health, it's good for your muscles and your joints and yourself. That's positive. And negative, as we all know what the negative peer pressure is, but here are some examples before I move into what I have to say. Buying a BMW you can't afford because others in your peer group or your clique or your circle have luxury cars and you want to feel among. You want to let people know that yes, you can afford this thing, even if you're literally going to break your bank and starve for a whole month for that. You don't mind, you're going to fast. You just want to feel among. Then bullying and teasing others, okay, because you think it's cool and all your friends or all your peers, they do this and they look cool, it makes them look cool. Then you start doing it, you start bullying people. Like, bullying has never made anybody cool and it will never make anybody cool. Get that or go home. Then doing anything you don't want to do, okay, because a lot of people are doing this thing. You too, you want to follow trend, you want to feel among, you start doing that thing even if you don't like it. I mean, that's literally the worst thing you can do in this life, doing something to impress other people, a group of people that do not even genuinely care about you because you want to feel among and you're doing these things that you do not even like. You're going out of your comfort zone to do something you genuinely don't even enjoy. Well, that's that. So I'm going to be giving instances, things we can relate to, you know, from school to work or something, and I'm going to be talking about my peer. That's people who are, you know, teenagers and tweenagers, teens and twins, people in their teenage years and people in their 20s. So I just recently left the teenage, I passed the baton, I just left my teenage days and I'm 20. So I mean, people who are, I think, 18, 19, I can still call them my peers, because that's a whole group of people. We relate on certain things together, and probably people who are 21 or 22 can say they're my peers. So I just want to talk about literally anything that I have seen happen. So say for instance in school, because my school year is a really crazy place to be. Have I been under peer pressure before? Like, have I been moved to want to do something, I want to feel more? Maybe yes, but did I do it? No, because first off, you need to know where you come from. On a serious note, you really need to check your background. I mean, you can't be living a life that you wouldn't be able to keep up with in the next 5 months or 1 year. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, because a lot of people are wearing designers and are rocking Gucci shoes or Louis Vuitton or Fendi, and they're your friends now, or they're in your school because you guys are in the same talk gossip group. You too, you, that you don't have money, you go and buy, but you can even go to the extent of borrowing money to go and buy Fendi bag and Fendi shoes. For what? To look nice for who? At the expense of what? Your sanity, and the fact that you're going to be owing a lot of people, or you saved up for it and now that's the, when you're hungry you look at your Fendi bag, eat it now, it's your Fendi bag. Because really this doesn't make any sense. So I mean, check your background. You know that, okay, normally at home you can't do this or you can't do that. You're coming to school to do it. For example, people in my school, say people who were, I don't know for what reason, probably in their houses, probably religious reason, I do not know, they do not wear, you know, trousers at home, they only wear skirts and gowns. Then those same set of girls, because I'm speaking for girls now, like from what I've seen in my hostel, those same set of girls would come to school and literally own a whole suitcase of trousers, of jean trousers, of, you know, even ripped jeans. And I'm like, is it not you that when you're going home? And do you know the funny thing? Because you're not trying to keep up with your fake life and not ruin your reputation at home, when they are going home, you see them all Mary Amaka in their normal home clothes. Like, what's the point? I mean, in this, I tell this to everybody, like, what you cannot do in your house, in the comfort of your house, in view of your parents and siblings, I really don't think you should do it outside. It's the same thing for girls who come to school and do their nails, fix long ass nails, wear the best weaves. Then when they're going home, they take it all off. They can't even enjoy all that because they're going to their parents' house. Mom, yeah, they will beat you up, you know. But you carry your head, you still go and do it because you want to follow your friends. They've pressured you. You don't even, sometimes you don't even know that you're doing this. Like, you don't even know you're under peer pressure. You, to you, in your own head, you're just giving yourself the excuse that, I just want to do it, that nobody's even forcing me. Fam, the whole environment, the whole scenario around you is forcing you to do what you would not normally do. I mean, if you want to start doing these things and probably your parents or family do not approve of it, I mean, you start from your house. Okay, do this and see their reaction. don't come to school and wild out. I mean, you're not a wild animal. Don't come to school and change your whole life. I mean, because your set of friends, you're using 11 Pro Max and you're there with your idol, but you want to feel a monk. You don't even know how to count money to start with. Okay, even if you knew and you know that you're not supposed to do this just because you need money, you will go and do it so that you too, you can buy phone. Apple that when you're hungry, you cannot eat, you will go and buy it just so that you feel a monk. You buy your hair super double drawn, 40 inches, sweeping the floor of the school. You want to feel a monk. It really don't make no sense. I mean, stay in your pockets, do the one that you can afford. Don't go and overdo now, your help will pass you. Or you go and overdo now, people are like, she's probably well to do, she doesn't even need help. Or when you start asking for help, it's not you that is doing this, it's not you that is doing this. Stay in your pockets. If it is a good Samsung is even expensive. If it's a good Infinix phone you can afford, get it and rest. If the hairs you can afford is only 20,000 or 10,000, get it and rest. Nobody is forcing you to buy anything. People, you know, girls can be really silly. Your clique of girls can just look down on you like, she doesn't even wear this, or she cannot roll with us, she can't sit with us. Beleo, German, you that they can sit with, what is in your head? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It really pisses me off when I see girls acting really silly just to fit in and conform to a particular way of life that they can't even relate to outside school. It really pisses me off. Like, why do this when you know that you're going home, you can't even do this? Let your parents not even hear that this happened, you're done and then. It don't make no sense. So to people who are always easily attracted to, you know, material things and flashy lifestyle, and you can't afford it, stay in your goddamn pocket, because it's totally going to be on you when you're 22 or you're 25, you started working a job and you now start to follow people. Now you now want to fit with the higher class of the society. You that your salary is 50,000, you want to live with people that are living in Osaka with rents of over ₦1 million, but your salary is 50, you can't afford it. Then you start doing things, I don't know what things, but you start doing things just to fit in. My advice to you today is check your pocket and stay in your pocket and afford this day. But you have it. You as an individual, as a person, you're doing yourself. Because in the long run, you won't be able to keep up. There's no way. But then you start doing shady things to keep up. Just be you. I mean, anybody who doesn't like you for you, or is shaming you, don't let anybody broke shame you. Because people that will even be broke shaming you don't even have money. Then they're broke shaming you for being what they are. Broke. Just be you and have fun, live your life, but don't try to be something you're not. I'm going to post on another episode on this. I really hope you enjoyed this one. Do you have a lovely day? You can follow me on my socials, on Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram at Henrietta.itepu, ITEPU. On Twitter at Henrietta_itepu. Do you have a lovely day? Thank you.